I think self-radicalization is the wrong term. There's a 500-pound elephant in the room, kind of small elephant, but and that is the Saudi Wahhabist network of mosques and schools that are preaching a very austere, puritanical, and Islamist point of view. 80% of the mosques and Muslim schools in this country get most of their funding from Saudi Arabia. We found, as many of you who watched and read the report, watched the TV, there were many of the hijackers were given aid and assistance by the King Fahad Mosque and other Saudi-funded mosques around the country. They were helped into training. At one point, the wife of the Saudi ambassador personally wrote checks to two of them. They run a network of 400 schools around the world that preach a very Islamist point of view, and there's no alternative. And as Ambassador Romer made the point during one of the hearings, it would take, at the time, less than one day's operations costs in Iraq to fund a secular school to match every Saudi-funded school in Pakistan. We haven't done any of that. We haven't worked with any of the more secular Islamic countries to build schools, to give parents an alternative to the hatred and the intolerance that they're being taught in these Saudi-funded schools. Nor, to my knowledge, and you're closer, I know, in the Bush administration, never was that issue ever raised with the Saudi Arabian government.